Blog Talk Radio. So shall it in our day, and it is certainly an evil day. We here at the Ready Church, as I always say, we just keep repeating the same thing over and over. You know, it's just like a mother talking to her child and don't want the child to get in trouble. So you keep right on telling your child and you keep warning them because you love them and you keep trying to tell them don't go down the wrong road. And because you done been down that path and you trying to warn them that, you know, some people say, you know, the best experience is going through it yourself, but I'm to tell you, no, it's not. You can learn from somebody else. You won't have to go through that same mistake, and you won't have to go through that same destruction that some people are headed down or was going down that wrong path. You can learn from others. You shouldn't want to have to just learn on your own. Just do it. I just want to learn it on my own. I'm just going to go through it on my own. I'm telling you, some people go through it on their own and don't make it. There's a lot of people that say, well, you know, if they did, I can do it, and they didn't make it. So, you know, you're going to learn from somebody else that's been down that road. If I tell you that there is a cliff down the street and, you know, you keep going, you're going to fall over it. And you say, oh, ain't no cliff down the street and ain't no hill down there. I'm going to drive on down there. And then you get there and that's it, you know. But we here at the Ready Church, we want to tell you before you go over that cliff, before you go down that wrong path, you know, we here at the Ready Church want to help you. We want to warn you, and we want to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. You, God ain't doing a new thing, y'all. God's word still remains the same. What he said 450 years ago when your auntie and your mommy and all them was here, he's saying that same word today, but the Bible's saying the last day that many shall be deceived. And I'm telling you, the spirit of deception is all over the land, all over this land. The sinners and saints alike, all over the land, he is deceiving you. He's blinding you from truth today. And people just hearing heresy, you know, just anything. God's doing something new now. God ain't the same God he was before. You know, he's just a God of love. He's not a God of wrath. He's not a God of judgment. The judgment came from in the days of Noah. You know, God spared 8 people out of 12 billion people. And I think they say it's like 6 billion now. God spared 8 people. It was only 8 people, y'all. Come on, wake up. Wake up. Only 8 people saved. Oh, my God, and there's less people now because, see, people, you know, back then they were having more children. People ain't had children like they were having back, you know, when they had TV and radio and all that kind of stuff, and they working in the field and all that stuff. They came home, and they, I mean, just every time you turn around, somebody was pregnant. But now they got TV and games and everything to take people's mind away from, you know, so. I'm telling you, but God is still the same, even though everything around us is changing, y'all. We here at the Ready Church just trying to, you know, contend for the faith. We're just trying to warn you. That's why the Bible said, watch and pray. He warned us. He said these times would come. Well, anyway, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you on today for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for allowing us to see a new day. We thank you for the blood running warm in our veins, clothes in our right mind, activities of our limbs. And we thank you. We take nothing for granted on today. We give your name the glory and the praises due only to you, the true and living God. And this last day, we just thank you, oh God, for the word of God, because everything else is going down but your word on today. Your word, we have a hiding place. The safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God. Lord, we pray on today that you will touch people's mind to want to live for you, oh God, and serve you and try you, oh God, while there's time, oh God. We just pray in the name of Jesus. You minister to them in a special way. Think through my mind, oh God, and speak through my lips of clay on today to make a difference where it counts. God, we pray for those that are battling sickness in their bodies on today. We speak Exodus 15 and 26. You said none of those diseases that were brought upon the Egyptian shall be brought upon us as we walk in righteousness, God. We pray that people will be drawn to you, oh God, to walk in righteousness before time is too late. We pray for those that don't know you, oh God, in the pardon of their sins on today. God, we pray and plead the blood of Jesus over that one that wants to commit suicide. Oh, God, you are a mind regulator. You're able to touch their mind because you made us, oh God. It's you that has made us and not we ourselves. And we pray, oh God, for those that are battling in bereavement, oh God, don't know which way to turn or which way to go, oh God, but to trust you, oh God. They think they can drink it away and, oh God, and they can do drugs and drug it away, but God, you are the only one who can give people peace in the midst of their storms, oh God. We pray for families, oh God, that they would draw to you before time is too late, God, in the name of Jesus. Just thank you and praise you. And to you be the glory, honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, I tell you. Oh, I just thank God because, you know, it's about maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning right now. I guess it's going to work out. It should be around about maybe 1 or going on 2 or something. But anyway, I thank God. I went to sleep and woke up, and he's stirring my heart because it's just so much going on, you know. The same way the saints get up early in the morning and pray and seek God, the devil do the same thing to try to get power. You know, everything that God does, the devil does too. He gets something, they pray. They pray for more power from the devil. You know, like we get up and pray for power and strength from God. The enemy does just the opposite, you know, trying to gain, you know, power over the body of Christ. You know, they hate us without a cause. And the Bible says you will be hated for his name's sake. People hate Christians now. We never thought it would be a time that people would really actually hate us like they do. They hate to hear you talk about the name of Jesus. They hate to hear you witness about Jesus and, you know, and try to minister to them. But the word of God said there's going to come a time when you're going to want to hear and you're going to wish somebody would minister to you, and it's going to be too late. But we here at the Ready Church, we're trying to warn you, to shake you, awaken you out of your slumber, out of your sleep before time is too late, that Jesus is coming. I saw an article today that was on YouTube saying Jesus is not coming. Oh, my God, that's the first time I ever seen that. But I tell you, the devil is a liar. He's working hard and he's working fast and he's trying to deceive as many as he can. Also heard a young lady that I have been ministering to, she said, I mean, her daddy don't even believe. He's an atheist. So I'm telling you, people, I mean, oh, my God, we got a lot of work to do. I'm telling you, that with all the stuff that's happening in the world, with all the wickedness and evil around you, you don't believe God? Oh, my God, he's the one that woke you this morning and started us on our way. We can do anything apart from him. It's he that has made us and not we ourselves. And we should give God the glory, give him the honor, give him the praise. But like I said, the devil know he's running out of time. So, you know, he's trying to deceive as many as he can. He's still trying to keep you blindsided so you won't know the truth and you won't be set free and hell will be your home. But he didn't make hell for you. He just made hell for the devil and those demons that fell, those angels that, you know, lost their estate, you know, lost their home in heaven. That's what hell was made for. The Bible says in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. It said nothing about hell because it wasn't meant for you. But because of disobedience, you know, because we're born in sin, then we have to be born again, you know, for being an offspring of Adam and Eve. So, but you can be born again. Oh, yes, you can. You can give your life to Christ and ask him to lead you and guide you throughout your life. And he will do it. But like I said, You know, he running out of time, and he's deceiving many. Even a lot of people that was believing don't even believe no more because of all the hypocrites that's been in the church, you know, pretending. And people thought that, you know, the people were singing about Jesus, and they, you know, and they were preaching about Jesus, and people were looking more to man, which is flesh, and not looking to God. I mean, if a man fall, you know, a preacher fall, you can't fall because the preacher fall. You gotta stick with the word of God. You know, you're looking to the wrong person. People be looking to people, and they disappoint you. But Jesus will never disappoint you. He will never fail you. You're looking to the wrong one. Look to the word of God. Find Jesus for yourself. Get a personal relationship with Christ for yourself on today. We're here at Reddit Church. Like I said, just want to make a difference. We were telling so much going on in this world from day to day, and the, you know, the devil's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives, and people still not waking up. Because you never know. You know, it could be your door. It could be, you know, I mean, it could come to your house. You know? But a lot of times people just look across the street or looking around and think, oh, is this happening over there in that country, or this just happening over there in their home. But, honey, the devil, he is not prejudiced at all. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy you no matter who you are, where you come from. He hates you. He hates you today. Don't think that the devil hates, that the devil loves you. He hates you. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. That's his motto. Kill, steal, destroy. Kill, steal, destroy. And he's doing that on today. But I come to tell you that the word of God says that he come to give us life, and that life more abundantly. Who wouldn't want abundant life in Christ on today? Well, we here at the Ready Church, we're going to contend for the faith. Continue to stir up your heart and your mind that you would try Jesus. You tried everything else. You tried alcohol. You tried drinking, and you tried smoking, and you tried drugs. And oh my God, I'll tell you, it's so much going on out here. But like I said, we here at the Ready Church just want to contend for the faith. Want to take you, tell you to try Jesus. You're trying everything but him. You know, he will never fail you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Sometimes your family forsake you. You know, you've been sisters all your life, living in the home. You grew up together, and the devil come in and separate you. It's the same thing with mother and father. I mean, sisters and brother. I mean, it don't matter. The devil is destroying everywhere he can. That's what he come to do. He come to destroy your life, to take away from your life on today. But we here at the Reddit Church just want you to know that Jesus will never fail you. Come on, try. Come on, try Jesus. You tried everything. Try Jesus. Give him a chance. Come on. Oh, yes, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Like I said, look around and you see so many things. And even I was looking at an article. You know, I'm always telling you about an article that I've read or looked or seen something. But in Los Angeles, there's an unimaginable sunset that I saw. And I'm going to try to put it up here as one of my labels on the blog talk. But, I mean, the sky, the sunset looked just like fire, y'all. I'm telling you, this happened on Tuesday, 8 p.m., August the 26th. In Los Angeles, the sky was orange and red. It was just like fire. I'm telling you, the Bible warns us of all these things. All these things. Oh, my God. What we're seeing today is just biblical prophecy. You know? The word is being fulfilled, y'all. The love of men is waxing cold. You know, and come on, that's what I'm talking about. Families ain't loving each other no more. I mean, they destroy one another. The kids killing the parents, and the parents killing the children. It's just so, so sad. But the Bible is being fulfilled on today. It is. A lot of things happening in this world. strange things, a lot of strange things. But they're lining up with the Bible. It's lining up with the Bible. You know, these things that we see falling right in line with the Word of God. He told us to watch and pray and stay alert. Yes, and he told us that these days was coming. These times was coming. Oh, yes, crucial time. For your soul, pay attention. Pay attention. People, places, and things, pay attention. The Word of God, it will be a lamp unto your feet. It will be a light unto your path. It will lead you and guide you. The devil don't want us to get the Word out. Because he wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to take you down. Oh, my God. And then when God set you free, it's for you to go and run and tell somebody else so they can be free. The devil don't want that. That's what I'm saying. But the prophecies of the Word of God is being fulfilled, y'all. These are the last days. Signs are everywhere. Oh, can't you see the handwriting on the wall? Signs everywhere. Well, anyway, we're going to go to Luke chapter 21. And this is what we're seeing. You know, climate change, you know, fires everywhere, floods everywhere. Oh, my God, things are just collapsing. All around about your family's collapsing, jobs, banks, food, you know, everything is going down. Yes. Being destroyed by the hands of the enemy that don't love you. He wants you to starve to death. He wants, you know, it's in your water. You know, they're tampering with the water and everything. Come on, the enemy has a plan. Man wants to be God. Man wants to destroy you. You know? Oh, my God. Everybody want to be in control. In control on your job, in control in your home, in control. It's all about control. That's what it was in heaven. Lucifer wanted to control. And these men of the earth wants to control because they got a little knowledge and wisdom that God gave them, you know, to make things and, you know, create different things and, you know, to build houses and, oh, my God, and planes and trains and, oh, to God, you know, to man, thank he's God. Like, okay, get back, Lord. You done gave us all this knowledge now. Now we can handle it from here. You know, you ever seen anybody like that? You know, they come in, you build a relationship with somebody, and all of a sudden, you know, one time you were trying to show them, but then all of a sudden they just want to take over spirit everywhere. Man wants to be God. You hear these preachers talking about, I am God, you a little God. No. That's what got people in trouble. That's what got us in trouble right now. You know, Eve listening to the serpent telling her, don't listen to God. You're going to be God. So don't listen to him. He don't want you to listen to him because he know you're going to be God. You're going to be a God yourself. And, that's all you hear, these prosperity preachers, and they done got people all with money and fame and name and all this stuff, so people can't see God for real. Can't see God for real. You're looking to everything but him. Looking to yourself. Everybody want a business. Everybody want to make money. Everybody want a house. We ain't no problem having a house. I mean, but it's how these people are doing it. I mean, oh, my God. These hirelings, these preachers that have been hired to take you down, to lead you away and astray from God because the man wants to be God. He don't care. They say this is their heaven right here on earth. But I'm telling you, this is not it, y'all. Come on. I ain't got no new word, as I always say. I'm not a preacher, but I'm telling you what the Word of God says. You know, he going away to prepare a place for us. Come on, y'all. But people saying you're living your best life now. This is it. With people all around about us, homeless people. I mean, people on drugs and sleeping on the street. And these preachers just filling up their pocket even more and more and more. They ain't going out in the community. They have nobody living in mansions. I mean, mansions that could help. Oh, my God. Don't get me started with that. I'm telling you, it's so much that I see and so much that I hear, and I know God is displeased. He got to be. He was displeased when he looked at man, you know, before the flood. Oh, my God, I know he's just displeased with what he sees, because we're right back to the same state, you know. Now, you know, women with women and men with men, and, you know, stop crazy, you know, and stuff. And so, you know, life stops. If a man can't, a man can't handle baby, a woman can't handle baby, everything ends. Oh, my God. But that's not what God, that's not the way God created it to be. And people are just so confused. So confused. But see, the word of God said, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. When we trust Jesus, put your trust in him, the true and living God. He promised to lead us and guide us, y'all. He promised to protect us. He promised to provide for us. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. And all these other things. You can get a house, you can get a car, you can get, he will provide you with things, but you need to get Christ. I mean, you know, oh my God, he give you peace when you ain't got nothing. That's the thing. He give you peace when confusion is all around you, when chaos is all around you, it seems like the world is just in turmoil. You know, oh my God, it's everything upside down, everything been switched. You know, right is wrong, or wrong is right, good is evil, and evil is good, and everybody just doing their own thing. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to do. And doing your own thing is can always get you in trouble. When you do your own thing and not doing God's way. God's way is the best way. God's way is the best way. You sing a song, God's way is the best way for you. But not today. People say, no, my way, my will. What I want to do, and, you know, I want to travel and see the world. And I, oh, my God, everything is about you. And the Bible said there's no good thing in our flesh. Flesh is a mess. The more flesh get, the more flesh want, and flesh will never be satisfied until you receive Christ. He's the only one who can give you peace. He's the only one. He's the only one who can regulate your mind, you know. Your thought. He's the only one can keep you in perfect peace. He's the only one. Ain't no pill can do it, you know. Don't care how much medication you ain't doing, but just uppers and downers, you know, take you up and bring you down. Keep you sleeping and keep you, you're not thinking clear, and, you know, and drinking and all those spirits and everything just talking to your mind. I saw an article where a lady having dreads on her head, and the dreads are so long. She talking about the dreads is talking to her. She said the dreads are cobra snakes. Ain't that something? Oh, my God. The times we're living in, the mind. The mind is a terrible thing to lose. Yes. Oh, my God. People battling things in their mind. This lady actually think that those dreads in her head, that she done had, I think she said them dreads been talking to her for over 20 years as a snake, a cobra snake. Oh, my God, we're living in evil time, y'all. Evil time. Oh, my God. Have you tried Jesus? If you ain't tried him, please give him a try. He'll be the best thing that could ever happen to you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He kept us. He kept us through COVID. He kept you. He kept you. Come on. Something else is up the road. Something else is on its way. I'm telling you, everybody think everything going back to normal. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's getting worse and worse as we get closer to the end time. It ain't getting no better. Oh, no, they don't get no better. The word of God said it's going to grow worse and worse as we get closer to the end time. Everything getting ready for the Antichrist. I mean, people already getting the eyeball scan, hand scan. I think even if you go to the Whole Foods store, you know, they say, what do you want to use your hand? You know, people don't got the hands, a palm of the hand scan. I mean, with those little tracks or whatever they're using, you know. I don't know what they're doing, but anyway, I know that the Bible speaks all this stuff that's taking place today. All these things. And like I said, every time I get up here to bring the word, you know, the enemy try to attack my mind, my thoughts, try to twist up my tongue and all that so I can't get the word out. But if God be for me, as I always say, who can be against me? If God be for me. Okay, we're going to get to the word. The Bible says here in Luke 21 and 25, and it said, and there shall be signs in the sun. Come on, y'all. There should be signs. I've been talking to y'all about signs and symbols. Pay attention to signs and symbols. Everybody holding their hands in a pyramid. Come on. News reporters, everybody, come on. They're all connected. You know, signs are important. Either you're on the Lord's side or you're on the devil's side, you got to pay attention. Pay attention to the signs. The Bible says there should be signs in the sun. And I just got through telling you that down there in Los Angeles, I'm telling you, it looked like fire. The sunset looked like literal fire. I'm telling you. And these are some of the signs. Pay attention. He said, and there should be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth. It said distress of nations. I mean, turmoil. And with perplexity, and the seas, and the roar, the waves roaring. Have you not seen how all these are? They're messing with the climate control, and it's messing with the wind, and you know, and oh, they're doing so many things. It's just like when you used to look at the movies that they were making back then with Star Trek, and you know, and Star Trek, and all these other. All these other movies they were making. They've always been telling you and sharing with you what they was up to and what they want to do. Man, he's God messing with stuff. They get in these laboratories and do all this things with science and stuff. Be trying to, you know, scientists be trying to be God. Come on, y'all. They trying to twist up my tongue, but God knows my heart, and he knows my mind, and he knows what I'm trying to present to y'all. So I'm trying to paint a picture to you so you can see what's taking place. And they use me, mouse and rats and all that stuff. They try it out on them, and then they try it out on us. Come on. Come on. The Bible says, I mean, you know, and you go to the doctor, They practicing medicine. Don't you see it? Practicing. They give you a pill for one thing, and then they say, well, if that don't work, come back, we'll give you another. Who they testing it on? You. Yeah, because man is not God. Man is not God. So y'all need to stop looking to these preachers, looking to these people like they God. You better pray and trust God. We're living out of time now. You know, if they really want to get rid of everybody, the way to do it is through the food and water. You know it. Come on. You know, they could put and pesticides all in the air and all this stuff. Come on. If they really want to get rid of you, they in your water and in your food, you kill off a lot of people. Bill Gates always talking about, you know, it's just too many people. I think they're like 3 billion now that need to go. I'm telling you, every time you turn around, the man think he God, want to rule and just control everything. It's like, you know, a dictatorship, you know, like in other countries, you know, like when Saddam Hussein was over there, you know, the leadership, he was the leadership over there dictating. And now look at the United States. Look at us. Oh, my God, we're getting just like other nations that's around us, you know, pagan gods and worshiping other gods. And, oh, my God, this nation, oh, have forsaken God. I'm telling you, witchcraft and spells and, oh, my God, and, oh, you just got to watch in and everybody, I'm telling you. Oh, my God, so praying to that. Oh, but like I was saying, we need to pay attention to these strange signs in the water, and, you know, like I said right here, seas and the waves. And I'm telling you, I was looking at, there was down in Florida, I think, they was at the ocean, and people were standing at the beach, and all of a sudden the water just came and took them out a little bit, and then looked like they would have ran or moved out of the way. People still standing there waiting for that same water that just came and could have took you out the first time. You could have gotten away, but it stand right there and look. And it come right back up and took a lot of people lost their lives. I'm telling you, y'all not paying attention to the flood, the fire, and the flood. See, the devil try to twist up my tongue. I said flies. I mean the fire and the water. Come on, y'all. Come on. And the Bible says, and men's heart galleth them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. Come on, y'all. People, hearts are failing. That means heart attack. People have a heart attack left and right. And I don't know, but, you know, I don't know what was in them shots or whatever, but it's a lot of young people that they said was healthy. You know, they don't mean to kill off everybody at the same time, because everybody's body is not the same. But it's unexplainable things taking place. As in the days of Noah, as the days of Lot, so is our day. Strange things happening. Just like that because of the nation that forgets God. Forgot God. And the enemy done came in and taken over. Oh, my God. And men's heart failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It says, shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And even still, I just saw an article saying he ain't coming back. But according to the word of God, he said, and you will see him coming. Oh, the Son of Man is coming on a cloud with power and great glory. Then just say glory with great glory. Oh, my God. It's he that has made us and that we are. See, the enemy, you know, he don't have all power. God has all power. You know, he knows some things, but he don't know all things. And the Bible said, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. He tells us, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draw nigh. He's coming. Oh, Jesus is coming, y'all. Just like he said he would. Now these preachers talking about God doing a new thing. This is heaven right here on earth, you know, and there are many ways to God. And oh my God, we need to get back to biblical truth. You have been deceived. You don't have no discernment. Come on, wake up. Oh, my God. Enemy does not love you. He's trying to destroy you, trying to take you away from the word. And I told y'all, even China, they were trying to make their own Bible. You know? Oh, my God. Wake up, y'all. These are the days. These are the days. It tries men's soul. It's trying your soul. It wants your soul. God wants your soul. Satan wants your soul. God wants to make you whole, and the devil wants to destroy you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You'll be complete in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ alone. We must place our trust. Christ alone. You can't trust no man, no woman. Put no trust in man, the word of God said. Keep your trust on Christ, the solid rock. The Bible says all other ground is sinking sand. You're going to sink and sink. You know, like quicksand. Go down. Oh, my God. And everything going down but the word of God. But the word of God. And the devil knows that. He don't want you to trust God. You know, he don't want you to trust God's word. He don't want you to believe God's word because you're looking to people. You're looking at what people are doing that say they say. You just be saved. Don't look at nobody else and what they doing. You just be saved. You read the word. You get the word for yourself. You live it out. The Bible says many shall be deceived. Not a few. Many shall be deceived. in this landscape. But you don't have to be. You got the Word of God. You can get it and read it. It's to give us our daily bread every day. Read the Word of God every day. Get the scripture, read the Word for yourself. Get a personal relationship with God. The Bible says you call on Him and He promised He will answer. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, He will. Oh, yes, He will. The Bible says He spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So, you know, when you hear, you know, like the lost coin in the house, you know, meaning a person in that house, in the church house, in the house, but lost. You could be in the house and lost. But it don't make sense to be in the house and you heard the Word of God and you know the Word of God and yet still be lost. Don't be the lost coin in the house, y'all. Don't be the lost coin in the house. The Word of God is truth. Heaven and earth gonna pass away, but His Word is gonna stand. He said not one jot, not one tittle, if His Word shall pass away. His Word is gonna stand. When everything else fell around about you, everything else is going down, people, places, and things going down, everything turn around, they building or they turn down. Build and turn down. I mean, they keep men so busy, they can't even get in the house of God because they're so busy working. Working for man, but working for the Lord will pay off after a while. Seek the Lord. I'm telling you, there used to be a time you could tell people, go to church, just go to church, just go to church, just get in the house of God. You can't even really hardly say that today because I'm telling you, these places today, oh my God, I said, you know, hearing the Word of God say the judgment must begin in the house, and now I can see why, because in and everything going on, and there is so much confusion in the house of God, and God said He's not the author of confusion. He's the author of peace. So if it's confusion in the house, it's, guess what, it's the devil. God's not the author. Well, who else? Who else could it be? Killing, stealing, and just destroying people's lives is Satan. And it said, and when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now at hand. I mean, it's close. The summer is almost over. And people still not saved. You know? Oh, my God, He give us chance to get right. Each and every day of our lives. Every day that you live, that the blood run warm in your vein, you got activity on there, it's another day to get right. It's another day to trust God. It's another day to get a personal relationship with Christ if you don't have one. It's another day to come to Jesus while you got a time, while you got a chance, while you got time, while the blood run warm in your vein, the dead can't praise Him. People running to the graveyard, talking to the dead, bringing flowers and candy and food, just like the people in China and Japan and all those places where people were talking about them for years. They're talking to a Buddha, and they don't move, don't talk, don't do nothing. And now look, everybody running to the grave, where death is, where dead things are. Oh, my God, you need to get out here and speak to these people. Like I say, you got people on the street. People don't have a home and nowhere to stay and nowhere to eat and nowhere to sleep. And you went to a graveyard with a dead? Something wrong. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Oh, yeah. I mean, even going down to the graveyard, they smoking at the graveyard, smoking, doing drugs at the graveyard. Oh, my God. Standing around a tomb and just, oh, my God. Never in my life. These are wicked times. Fighting at the graveyard. People fighting at the funeral. Oh, my God. Dancing at the funeral. Dancing all the, oh, my God. Oh, it's so much. It's so much. The Bible said every evil imagination, the stuff that people are doing today. Oh, my God, it's just unbelievable. It's just unreal. where the Bible warned us of all these things that we're seeing taking place today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, help. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. It says, so likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh in the hand. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, the Bible is being fulfilled. These things that we're seeing, the Bible has already predicted and warned us and told us. The Bible says in Revelation chapter, let's see, chapter 1. Revelation. The one, let's go there. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3 says, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. The prophecy of the things that we're seeing today, things have been prophesied. This was John here. Prophesied. Been forewarned, foretold, you know? And keep those things. It didn't say let us let it go. God doing a new thing, and let that go. You know, God, you know, there are many ways to God. And Jesus, the Bible been telling us for years, Jesus is the only way. Now Jake's and Joel and Creflo and all these people changing God's word. Cursing, pay, hiring to change you, to take you away from the truth, y'all. It said, it'll be a blessing if you read this and they hear it, this word of this prophecy, and keep it. Not just hear it, but keep it. It said, which are written therein, for the time is at hand. It's here, y'all. The time is at hand. It's getting close, closer and closer. The Bible says in verse, where was that, 32? It said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. That's what I was saying in the last podcast that I think. This generation shall not pass away. You say, well, we've been hearing it since my grandmama, and then they say the grandmama before that and all that, that Jesus coming. Oh, well, he's still coming. The Bible said right here, it said this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. That's why you heard different different people like the Jehovah Witness and other, you know, teaching that Jesus coming back on a certain day. The Bible doesn't say that. See how the enemy trying to twist me up, but the devil's still a liar, huh? He's still a liar. I'm still trying to paint this picture. You can read this word for yourself. Get it for yourself. Do like the Berean Christians and read the word of God for yourself. Get a personal relationship with God for yourself. But this Bible says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. This whole Bible got to be fulfilled. It says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. His word shall not pass away. I tell you, y'all can even go up on YouTube and put in, you know, accidents, car accidents that the Bible did not burn. I mean, the cold car burnt, but the Bible was still standing. Everything going down by the word of God, y'all. You can look it up. Just don't take my word. Look up this stuff for yourself. That's how your faith grows. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Yeah. When you hear and then you go look and see for yourself. Seek out God for yourself. And the Bible says, and take heed to yourself. Come on, take heed to yourself. Listen, anytime your heart be overcharged with sufficiency and drunkenness, and cares of this life. You can't get attached to the things in this world. No. Everything going down. We just read it. Everything going down with the word of God. Don't let no treasures here. Oh, my God. He said, so that the day cometh upon you unaware. Come on. Don't let those things here. Don't be drunken and, you know, you can't think. You know, you're drinking and you can't think. You ain't thinking right. When you get drunk, you're not sober. You know? You're not sober-minded when you get drunk. And they call them spirits. When you're drinking wine and drinking whiskey and stuff, they call spirits. And that's what they do. They take you over things that you couldn't do when you're sober. That you get some wine in, get some liquor in, you get some beer in. You can talk then. Those spirits, you open yourself up, those spirits that take over you. They come in and possess you, and you be able to do things that you couldn't do. That's why people can go and kill somebody, go and rape somebody, you know, and then when it's all cleared out of their system and stuff, then it's like, I don't remember. And sometimes they don't. Because they're drunk so much, you don't know what you did. You know, you same thing, you sleep with somebody and you wake up and you were drunk and y'all were partying and all that stuff and you don't want to be with somebody you say you would never sleep with. And you wake up and look over there at their face and they looking at you. What did we do? Come on now. I'm sober. You know, not sober-minded. The Bible says a double-minded person. Yeah, that's how you be when you're drunk. You're so, you can't see. You can't even walk straight. You can't even walk a straight line. You're so drunk. You can't tell one side from the other. Double-minded. You know, it's unstable. Unstable. Your body, your life is unstable in all your ways. It says, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwells on the face of this whole earth. It said, watch ye therefore and pray always. What did it say? Watch ye there and pray always. Not sometimes. Oh, when I pray today, but I ain't pray tomorrow. I pray, you know, when I get in trouble and the other net, I put them on the shelf, you know, like God is a spirit of Santa Claus or something, you know. Come on now. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. The Bible said, watch, therefore. Watch, ye, therefore. Watch, ye, therefore. Pray always. Pray always. You don't always get on your knees to pray. You can pray. I can be just looking at you with my mouth closed and looking at you. And sometimes I do that when I see the devil acting up in people and talking, you know, and cussing and all this stuff. And I be just looking and pleading the blood of Jesus under my breath and praying. So nobody can ever take prayer away from me. Oh, yeah. But he said, what? Pray always, not sometimes. I got this, Lord. I can handle this. But I pray when I need you. Mm-mm. The Bible said, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass. That's the only way you're going to be able to survive. That's the only way we're going to be able to make it. Is to pray and trust God. Pray. Trust God. Pray. Trust God. And to say, and be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass. Hey, something is up the road. Something else coming. All we're going to be able to stand is on Christ's solid rock. He's a solid foundation. Unmovable. Oh, yes. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Come on now. It says coming to pass to stand before the Son of Man. It said in the daytime, he was teaching in the temple. Talking about Jesus was teaching in the temple. And at night he went out and abound in the mountain that he called Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning. That's why we get up here early in the morning. Yeah, early when I seek me, O Lord. Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to seek the Lord early. It said, and call the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. People don't want to hear the word of God, but they got up early, early to seek the Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Bible says in Luke 21, and let's go to verse 10. It said, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Do we not see that today, y'all? Do you not see that? The power is being fulfilled. It said, and great earthquakes. Earthquakes shall be in various places. Come on. Do you not see it? And famine. Do you not see the famine? And pestilence. Oh, my God. In some cities, I mean, mosquitoes and all kinds of plagues and stuff. Yeah. It's the and fearful sights. All the stuff that we're seeing. Oh, my God. And great signs shall be from heaven. It's coming from heaven. It said, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. They're doing that right now. Persecuting the saints, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard about Steve Harvey. You know, he mocks the Lord and mocks the saints. And, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And people think they're just going to get away. The Bible says you're going to reap what you've sown. A lot of these preachers and pastors and leader people are way astray and saying God doing a new thing. Oh, my God. Oh, they're going to answer. Everybody going to answer. These singles, you playing church, you know, been playing for years. Now y'all humping, bumping, and crumping, and all in the name of Jesus, cussing, doing it all now. Oh, yeah. Oh, but bye and bye. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He going to repay everybody. Oh, yes, he can pay you better than I can. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you know how some people do you wrong, and people are like, you got to get them back. No, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He going to pay you for everything you do and say and things that's not right. Oh, he can pay you better. Oh, yes, judgment. He's the God of judgment, too. Oh, yeah, he's a righteous judge. He judged righteously. We don't judge righteously sometimes. You old tit for tat and all that. But God, he judges righteously. It says, okay, it said great earthquakes, and we've heard of earthquakes in diverse places, places that you ain't never heard of earthquakes are taking place. These are signs. These are signs of the time, y'all. But before all these things, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. We're being persecuted. The saints are being persecuted. Yes. Yeah. Saying that we don't love and we promote hate. No. We hate sin and love the sinner. We'll be trying to get you to repent. Give your life to Christ and do right. Righteous living. That's all. He's saying you'll be delivered up to the synagogue and even into prison. We know about Paul and Silas was in jail, and they prayed, and they had a jailhouse rock. Oh, yes, and they prayed until the doors flew open. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What a mighty God we serve. God, you know, he opened doors that no man can shut, and he shut doors that no man can open. But only God can do it. Oh, yes. And brought before kings and rulers for his name's sake. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we hear that in other countries right now. Some people being persecuted. So, I mean, I just told y'all about a little girl, a little baby. I think what she wanted, 1 year old, was taken away from my mother and put in prison. What you think they're going to do to that baby? We need to be praying like never before. They'll probably abuse and use that child because they believe her mother and father believe in the Bible and the Word of God. Oh, yeah, we're going to be persecuted for his name's sake. Oh, yes, he said you'd be hated for his name's sake. He was hated. He said, arm yourself likewise. Oh, yes, hated for righteousness, hated for doing the good, for teaching right, for telling, leading people to Christ. Hated. Don't want to hear about Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the Bible saying it shall turn to you for a testimony. It says, settle it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what you shall say. You don't know what you're going to say. Don't even worry about it. Don't even rehearsal what you're going to say. Oh, yes. If God be for you, who can be against you? He said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries, or everybody, all them people that hate you, your enemies, shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Mm-hmm. It said, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren. We was talking about this earlier. You know, the enemy, the Bible is being fulfilled. The other men are waxing cold, father against mother, mother against father, sister, and brothers against one another. It said, ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you shall be caused to be even put to death. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he's right here, verse 17. Then ye shall what? Be hated of all men for my name's sake. I just got to tell you that. Oh, yes. We'll be hated. Hated for his name's sake. But you keep on holding on. You keep calling on the name of Jesus. Keep trusting God. If you don't trust him, if you never tried him and you haven't given him a try, try him. Trust him. These are the last days, y'all. These are the last days. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The devil getting more aggressive now than ever. He's moving in everywhere he can. Every day. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He getting, like I say, he getting more aggressive. And the enemy, he's just doing everything he can. More sinful. Just more sinful things people are doing. Becoming more and more turning away from Christ. But we want you to know that your hope lies in Christ alone, y'all. He's the only one can cast you take your burden. Take your burden to the Lord and leave him there. You can't handle it. And it's last day. Many people turning away. You need God. You need his protection. You need his peace. Yes. He's the only one can touch you. He's the only one can touch you like that to protect you. He's the only one. He's your only hope. Oh, yes, and Christ alone. Fall in love with Christ. Now, there's some people even, now they even getting closer to Christ, you know. Sinners are getting closer to Christ now because they're finding out for themselves. Get to know him for yourself. Pay attention. Pay attention. God said he'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh in the last day. That's what he said, and he's doing it. Pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Mm-hmm. Don't care what color you is, no matter who you are, he pouring his spirit upon all flesh that will receive him. The word of God says, son, and your daughter shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's not just words. This is our reality. It's happening. Yes. But like I said, the devil getting more aggressive now. Oh, yes. He really moving in. Oh, yes, because he wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life. He wants to take you to hell with him. Don't go. Say, oh, no, 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 I won't go. And don't go. Don't do it. Oh, yes. But God said he'll pour out his spirit in the last stage, y'all. And he's just trying to warn you right now. He wants you to come to him. Come to Jesus while you have chance. Oh, yes. Because things getting worse, y'all. Getting worse. Worse. And worse. There's a storm out in the ocean that's moving this whole way. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Oh, yes. Come to Jesus while you have chance, while you have time. Time is winding up. Like I said, fires and floods all around about us, y'all. God said, look, he'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Only those that are willing to hearken and hear his voice with your heart. Say, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to hear you. I want to feel you. Yes, I want to see you, Lord. High and lifted up. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Have a passion for Jesus. Passion for the things of God. For the work of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Give me discernment, Lord, so I can see. Oh, yes. Shake me, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I can see you, Jesus. High and lifted up. That's what we want to do. See him high and lifted up. Well, anyway, we're here to rent a church. We just want to make a difference where it counts. We want to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. We want you to just say, Lord, search me. Lord, search me, Jesus. Lord, turn the light from heaven on my soul. Lord, if you find anything, God, I know, Lord, there's some things in me. I know, Lord, you know. Take it out, God. Strain me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Oh, yes, Lord, I want to make a difference. I want to be an example to my family. I want to be an example to my husband. I want to be an example to my wife. I want to be an example to my children, Lord. I want to be an example to my neighbors. I want to be an example to those that hate me without a cause, Lord. You want to be an example. Seek me, the Lord, while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Come on. Come on. Don't go backwards. Don't turn your back on God. Don't forget what he done for you. Don't forget where he brought you from. You say, Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, if you save my soul, Lord, I'll run on and see what the end is going to be. So many have turned away and walked away from the faith. Come on back home. Be like the prodigal son. Come on. God got his arms stretched wide just for you. Saying, come on back home, son. Come on back, daughter. Come on. Come on, I love you. Come on. Yeah, you may have wandered away. You may have strayed away. And some had not even given your life to Christ at all. But you can. It's me, oh Lord. It ain't my brother. It's not my sister. It's me, Lord. It's a personal journey. We all got to stand before God for ourselves and give an account. Don't let nobody hinder you from the work of the Lord and from the word of the Lord. Your husband don't go. My wife don't go. Sister don't go. Brother don't go. I must go. I must stand before God for myself. And I must be accountable for what I've done and what I've in this body. You know? Lord, save me. Make me whole. Give me a relationship with you. And you lead and guide my life the rest of my days. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that the word of God will stir hearts. I pray he that has an ear will hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church into this last of evil days, God. Help us to make a difference where it counts, God. Help us to stand. Help us to run on and see what the end is going to be. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Ready, church. Devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is still present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you. Stand. Haven't done all. It remains standing. Jesus is coming soon. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.